Chapter 2. Not Ashamed. The statistics speak for themselves when it comes to human relationships. More than 50% of marriages end in divorce in many countries, providing clear indications that these people did not find what they expected in the relationship. Many who remain married have an experience that is often just as desolate, but they don't divorce because they see no better options or are too afraid to make a change. The waves of disappointment, confusion, frustration, anger, and sorrow that result from these toxic experiments in human intimacy can be summed up with a question from a song that arrested my teen attention growing up in the 80s. What is love anyway? Does anybody love anybody anyway? In the last chapter, we addressed this question of what is love by examining what happened when Adam first saw Eve. We recall that when Adam said, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh," he loved her not because of what she possessed in herself, but that she had come forth from him and had the capacity to know him, his dreams, joys, aspirations, and to be a companion to share his journey. The purity, innocence, and freedom of this love is summed up from these words: "And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Genesis 2:25. The word ashamed in Hebrew carries the following meaning: to be disappointed, to be delayed, meaning to have an expectation unfulfilled, to be confounded or confused, to become dry and by implication, desolate. What Adam and Eve experienced was everything we desire but nearly always fail to obtain, if it is ever attained. The pathway from joy, freedom, fulfillment, innocence, and intimacy to disappointment, confusion, and desolation is traced in the transaction of taking and eating the fruit that was not theirs to take. This transaction that caused our fall from agape into eros. We need to sift through the Bible story like an archaeologist seeking ancient treasure, carefully brushing away the sands of time to discover the facts of history, which then speak meaning into our existence. This love that Adam and Eve shared was carefully constructed and developed by God to ensure their eternal intimacy and happiness. The very origins of our first parents hold the secret to this unashamed love that hid no disappointments. Note carefully the following. God created Adam and placed him in the garden. Genesis 2, verse 7. God made Adam steward and sovereign of this paradise. Genesis 2, verses 8 and 15. God commanded Adam about the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. Genesis 2, verse 16. God arranged circumstances to cause Adam to feel a need of a companion. Genesis 2, verse 20. God puts Adam to sleep. Figuratively, the Hebrew word can mean death. Genesis 2, verse 21. God takes Adam's rib and forms the woman from the living rib. Genesis 2, verse 22. God brings the woman to the resurrected man. Genesis 2, verse 22. This sequence is vital to grasp the secret of the unashamed original love of our parents. There was nothing that Eve possessed that she had not received from God through Adam. The singular sovereignty and rulership that Adam possessed was laid to rest, and he was resurrected to newness of life with a companion taken from his side. When Adam went to sleep, his heart was full of a desire to open his heart, overflowing with love to someone who could understand him. When he awoke, he beheld one upon whom he could bestow all that he had received and possessed from God. Adam, knowing all this, bestows upon the woman all that he has. She has his rib, his DNA, his heart, his home, his garden, everything. She even is aware that Adam went to sleep and gave up part of himself for her. In response, the woman sees all that she has been given, and she looks into the eyes of her husband. Her heart is filled with gratitude, joy, and happiness. The woman lives each moment knowing that all that she possesses was given to her through her husband. The transaction between the man and woman could be sustained in an eternal motion of love that would overflow like a fountain and that would never be ashamed. The secret, the key, the hub, the pivot, the core, the heart of this wonderful motion of love resides in the simple fact of knowing and remembering your origin and how you came to be. As long as Adam remembered that he was created and placed in the garden as leader and sovereign to care for, protect, and be a faithful steward of all that he was given him, then he would pour all the blessing given him upon that for which he was made sovereign. As the woman receives the fullness of blessing from her husband and looks to him in loving respect, joyful submission, and trusting obedience, as she reveals her confidence in his leadership, and as she honors his headship, like the woman standing at the well, she draws out of his heart far greater blessing than was previously exhibited. We might illustrate this love motion through the action of a two-piston motor. The first piston is Adam, in his joy at being introduced to a true companion that came from him, ignites and releases a wave of blessing that sends joyful ignition fuel into the second piston cavity, and at the same time turning the crankshaft, which then raises the second piston toward the ceiling, which then ignites a loving response. The response from the second piston exalts the first piston and fills that cavity with joyful submission, honor, and respect. This then propels more blessing, and the cycle of blessing, generation, and reception flows ever continuously. What a wonderful design! What a wonderful illustration of how the universe works! For we were made in the image of God. Genesis 1, verse 27. Again, we stress the point that this eternal love motion depended upon each person knowing their origin, knowing their true identity, and their place within the creation of God. As long as Adam remembered that he was the head of the garden and that all was under his care, having been given to him by God, yet it all still belonged to God, then he would tend and keep that which was given to him. He would continue to pour his blessing on all under his care, as it was his duty, honor, and joy to do so. As long as Eve remembered that her life came from Adam, and that all she beheld, for which she now was co-ruler with Adam, was given to her by her husband by the will of God, then she would have completed the circuit of blessing, and both of them would never have been ashamed.